The Me Too movement put a spotlight on what women endure. The assaults, the harassment, the belittling slights. That's prompted new talk about what responsibility falls to men in this age and on a college campus. Stephen Bisaha of the Kansas News Service visited the University of Kansas to hear students talk about how they see masculinity.
Daniel Percival is skeptical about how the university talks
about
masculinity.
They say, oh, we're not like attacking you. This isn't an attacking issue. We just want to educate everybody. But at the same time, it kind of feels pushy and like they're trying to repress an opinion or change everybody's mind.
Yet engineering student Michaela Harding says the university should be providing more training and not just for students.
Maybe a few of the male staff, like sometimes I'm not taken very seriously.
The KU community finds itself increasingly polarized over masculinity, the traits and actions traditionally associated with being a man. Megan Williams with KU's Women's Center says that includes young men torn between their grandfather's sense of manliness and a more nuanced sense of what's expected of them today.
There are a lot of men who have felt really limited and constrained by what some people call like the man box.
A box defining men as stoic, tough, aggressive. Step out of the box and risk having your manhood questioned. Stay in that box and risk being labeled as misogynist.
They're afraid that what they're going to say is wrong and that they'll be attacked.
It just comes down and boils down to a frustration.
Garrett Miller is the president of KU's College Republicans. Miller is willing to talk about masculinity, but he says the discussion too often turns into shouting and drawn-out arguments.
We're talking about current events for the first 5 minutes of class, you know, then it can stretch into a 30-minute class, and then you'll learn nothing about what our foreign policy was in the 80s, you know, in regard to the Soviet Union.
For a while now, universities have been holding classes and seminars on toxic masculinity. That's drawn flack from conservative pundits like Fox News' Greg Gutfeld.
This is pure class hatred based on stereotypes meant to demean a group of people. It's the branding of a gender by angry, bitter radicals. It's also sexist.
A new Angry White Male Studies course offered by KU generated its own angry backlash. Wichita Congressman Ron Estes tweeted that the class might violate federal Title IX regulations that promise women and men an equal shot at an education. Dustin Struble with KU's Sexual Assault Prevention Center says masculinity isn't inherently bad.
But I think if we start to look at the data around violence and we see that it is largely being perpetrated by men, there's got to be something more to this in our culture, in our attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that we can talk about.
But Struble says some past efforts to engage men in the conversation haven't worked.
The previous approach was to really address men as potential offenders.
So KU launched a program to recruit some male students to act as potential role models, showing their peers that being masculine doesn't mean being a jerk. Zyree Barry Hendricks is one of five students in the group. He says the group provides a chance to have an in-depth discussion with other men about masculinity.
We get to have conversations about relationships that we wouldn't have in other spaces, right? Because we're past the basics. We're past the don't be a bad person to other people conversation, right?
Consensual sex comes up, but only as a starting point. The students talk about emotional manipulation in relationships, identifying their partner's needs, and relying on those partners while staying independent. Student DJ Davis says the group helped him realize he doesn't know what he wants from a relationship.
I'm kind of leaving here now thinking about what is it I need? What is it I want? And am I giving what other people want to them in those relationships? Because I don't know. It made me think about that a lot.
The group started the year with 8 students, but 3 had to drop out due to their schedules. Kansas State tried to start a similar program this semester, but it didn't draw enough students. And that's the big challenge for programs like this, getting students not just interested in discussing a contentious topic, but getting them to sign up for another class. For KMUW News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.